Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the Nation Station, RTC 89.1 FM. I'm Zoya Fassler, bringing you the latest on Hurricane Melissa. Hurricane Melissa rapidly intensified into the strongest storm on Earth this year, reaching a rare Category 5 status with sustained winds of 175 miles per hour and even stronger gusts. This makes it the most powerful hurricane globally in 2025 and one of the most intense ever recorded in the Atlantic Ocean. Melissa's rapid strengthening was fueled by warm Caribbean waters, with its winds surging from 70 miles per hour to 140 miles per hour within 24 hours on Saturday, then climbing further to 175 by Monday afternoon. Such extreme rapid intensification is becoming more common due to climate change. The storm is currently impacting Jamaica, where its outer bands are bringing heavy rains and strong winds. Authorities have issued mandatory evacuation orders for vulnerable coastal areas. The National Hurricane Center warns of catastrophic consequences, including up to 40 inches of rainfall and storm surges reaching 13 feet. These conditions threaten extensive infrastructure damage and the isolation of communities. Jamaica is bracing for what experts predict will be the most powerful hurricane to hit the island, surpassing the devastating Category 4 Hurricane Gilbert of 1988. Despite having over 800 shelters available, only 76 are currently occupied by about 970 people, though this number is expected to rise. The Jamaica Public Service says that electricity has been restored to more than 30,000 customers who lost power due to the adverse weather associated with Hurricane Melissa. Over the last 24 hours, just over 52,000, or about 7.5% of 700,000 Jamaica Public Service customers, were impacted by outages, said in a media release on Monday night. Now we'll hear from a journalist in Jamaica.
Damien, according to the 8 a.m. bulletin from our National Weather Service here, National Meteorological Service, they are saying that we are going to see entry of the hurricane in the St. Elizabeth and East Westmoreland area. And what is significant about that is that St. Elizabeth was the region that was last year hit by Beryl Hurricane Cat 4. And it was not a direct hit. It just skirted that area and then went on its way. This one is a slow-moving hurricane, Cat 5, entering St. Elizabeth, Westmoreland, Hanover will get hit, going into St. James, where Montego Bay is, and all the different tourists, and also going up north, you know, further to the St. Anne area, where other tourist installations are. No, this is very significant because it is going to cause some serious devastation. When we looked at last year, St. Elizabeth, and how it was affected with roofs. So many roofs were blown off. This was something that my father personally experienced with his house down there, where he had roof damage. But a lot of houses, when we went down there, were just blown. The roofs were just blown off. So a Category 5, we heard from this lady who used to head up ODPEM. This is the Office of Disaster Preparedness and emergency management, and she was saying that, you know, when you have a strong hurricane like this, it's going to impact buildings, shelters, and so at this stage, it's almost like we may see not just roofs gone, but flattened homes. We saw a little bit of that last year in the area of Clarendon, you know, but it wasn't in mass the way that this thing may actually be in mass. I mean, we don't know, but it just seems like it's going to come through with a direct hit on that side of the island. Kingston and St. Andrew, where I am in the capital area, it is still going to be affected. It's not going to escape, but I don't know if it is going to be, you know, as affected as the western side that I just mentioned a while ago. And so obviously our thoughts and prayers are with those people out west. It's not a good situation. And they've already started to report wind, whole heap of wind. One hotelier I spoke with in Negril, whole heap of wind, and that was a few hours ago. So I need to check in with them again to find out what the situation is now. But I'm just letting you know that People are nervous. Some people are trying to make light of it, of course. You know, we're a musical country. Saw some people today looking at one of the morning shows, and they were talking about different songs about rain. And I said to myself, are you serious? But I guess you have to make light in some instances too, you know. So, you know, I saw those things going on and those clips on social media, and I said, whoa, you know. Anyway, but on a more serious note, I think the government is saying it's as prepared as it can be. But it's also saying, the Prime Minister said yesterday, that no infrastructure in this region can withstand a Cat 5 hurricane. So here we go. We are entering new territory, because this is, for Jamaica, strongest storm on record.
Melissa is the 13th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which runs until November 30th. And Jamaican officials confirmed on Monday that three people have died and at least 13 others were injured during preparations for Hurricane Melissa. Minister of Health and Wellness in Jamaica, Dr. Christopher Tufton, said the fatalities occurred in Hanover, St. Catherine, and St. Elizabeth. Honorable Dr. Tufton said during a press conference on Monday evening, quote, these are due to persons preparing for the storm. Unfortunately, cutting down of trees in particular. In one case, a tree fell on one of the individuals in St. Elizabeth, and it was a health worker. In Hanover, similar circumstances. In one of the cases, it was an electrocution. There have been about 13 other injuries related to persons falling off ladders, rooftops, and trying to prepare for the storm, end quote. Honorable Dr. Tufton added that the health system will provide assistance to the families of those who died. The slow-moving storm has already killed at least three people in Haiti and one in the Dominican Republic, where another person remains missing. More than 50,000 homes in the region have lost power, with landslides and downed trees being reported. Now in the Turks and Caicos Islands, all schools were given instructions to close Monday until further notice to ensure preparations of the facilities, as some schools are used as shelters. Due to Hurricane Melissa, banks in the TCI will be closed on Tuesday, October 28th. And Wednesday, October 29th. Please use online and mobile banking services where available. The Ministry of Physical Planning and Infrastructure Development continues to strengthen hurricane readiness across the Turks and Caicos Islands. In Grand Turk, all storm drains on the island have been cleared and are fully operational. New drainage wells have been installed in Back Salina and South District to reduce flooding. Shelters have been inspected and equipped with backup generators. All drainage pumps have been inspected and are operational. All generators have been serviced and are operational. In North and Middle Caicos, 31 drains inspected. All are functional. Flood-prone areas in Q are under active monitoring. All major shelters are structurally sound. Minor repairs are underway to improve roof drainage and ventilation. Backup generators are operational. Additional generators were sent to North Caicos, and road accessibility inspections continue. And in Providenciales, all storm drains have been cleared and are fully operational. All drainage pumps have been inspected. Shelters have been inspected and are equipped with backup generators, and all backup generators have been serviced and are operational. Listeners, please ensure that all loose debris and garbage is removed from your homes. Protect your windows and doors. Ensure that you have drinking water, medications, and non-perishable items available. Let's take a look at the weather forecast. General situation: streaming tropical moisture associated with Hurricane Melissa is supporting some cloudiness and isolated shower activity across the Turks and Caicos Islands. Your extended forecast: Hurricane Melissa is forecasted to affect the Turks and Caicos Islands beginning as early as Tuesday night, with the core of Melissa tracking across the southeastern Bahamas by early Wednesday and exiting the region by Thursday. However, hazardous marine conditions will persist in advance of Hurricane Melissa and in its wake. Tuesday's forecast: a low 30% chance of widely scattered showers and thunderstorms expected, partly to mostly cloudy skies with a high near 86 degrees. Tuesday night, a low 30% chance of showers expected, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 77. A small craft advisory will come into effect. Winds are east to the southeast at 10 to 20 knots, with higher gusts possible, as tropical storm conditions are possible by the evening. Seas are 2 to 4 feet in the Caicos Bank, 4 to 7 feet in the Atlantic. Stay tuned to the Nation Station, RTC 89.1 FM, for updates. Download the DDME app. Follow the Turks and Caicos Islands National Weather Service on their WhatsApp channel. That was a look at your news today. Listeners, you can always visit our website at www.rtc89fm.com or download the Radio Turks and Caicos app in the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Nation Station. Stay safe. I'm Zoya Fassler. Your afternoon news major is sponsored by CG Insurance. Nothing is more important than keeping you and your family protected. With CG's home insurance, motor insurance, and health insurance, we provide the right coverage for you, your family, or your business. CG Insurance. Good like that.